I'm excited to see this new movie before I do.
Thank you. We can't wait.
Now, it premieres in Atlanta on May 28th at the Plaza Theater, right?
That is correct. 7 o'clock p.m., a red carpet event.
Can you tell us a little bit about the movie?
Yeah, it is a story about two firefighters. It's a firefighter, the main firefighter, Jensen Atwood. That's our lead in the film. And he is on a path to discover his passion when he finds love. But it's a story about friendship. It's a story that takes you inside the life of a firefighter. Some of the things that they deal with in that particular profession. But it also, the main crux of the story is it's a story about passion. Finding your true calling, your true passion in life, despite the opinions of others and whether or not it's deemed the practical thing to do. So, yeah, definitely a story about passion.
Oh, that's a good message to have in a movie.
Thank you.
And it premieres May 28th at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta, starring Jensen Atwood, Omar Gooding, Andrea Kelly. I'm speaking with Kimberly Connor, the writer and director of the new movie, Before I Do. Now, we don't know much about you. Can you just kind of give us a bit of your history and, you know, how did you get into film and things like that?
Absolutely, yes. I have actually been writing for about 19 years. Before I Do is my third film. We are in pre-production on my fourth film currently.
Okay.
We've authored a book under my company. We did a calendar back in 2007 to raise awareness about breast cancer called Real Brothers Wear Pink. My first film, This Life Ain't Pretty, was named Top 5 Best Short Film of the Year. It actually raises awareness about HIV and AIDS in the young black heterosexual community, and it's based on a true story. The film that we did after that is titled Jump In, and it's a story about friendship and love and forgiveness, and that film actually was picked up by Maverick Entertainment and is available nationwide. It's in 832 stores, including Walmart and Best Buy. So our hopes and expectations for this current film, Before I Do, are very high, and we were able to work with a bigger budget, which allowed us to hire some bigger names in the film, as you mentioned, like Omar Gooding, Jensen Atwood, Andrea Kelly. But we also have some talent, up-and-coming talent, out of Chicago, as well as Springfield, like Dia Kamara, Harold Dennis. They will be coming, Harold definitely, and Daniel Ward. They will be attending the red carpet premiere in Atlanta. So we're really excited about this film. It's based on an award-winning script. And, yeah, this is my third film, and film is what I do, it's what I love, and I think it's a great vehicle to put out a message, a positive message to the community. I think film is the best way to do that. Just like with radio, you have the ability to connect with so many people
right. That
way.
All right. Well, congratulations on it all. I'm definitely going to have to check out the other two movies. You said one is called This Life Ain't Pretty and the other
one
is Jump In.
Yes. Jump In, the movie This Life Ain't Pretty. They both have official websites, thislifeaintprettythemovie.com. JumpInTheMovie.com. Before I Do, for people that have not had an opportunity to see the trailer, they can go directly to the site and look at the trailer. They can see behind-the-scenes photos. They can also get a link to the tickets on Eventbrite. And it's BeforeIDoTheMovie.weebly.com.
And make sure you do it, and make sure you come out to the premiere of Before I Do on May 28th at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta. Speaking with the writer and director of the new movie Before I Do, Kimberly Connor. Now, I know that you all had a premiere kind of close to my hometown. It was in Springfield, Illinois, right?
Yeah.
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and one of my former coworkers, she attended the screening in Springfield, and she really enjoyed it. What has been the reception you've gotten so far from people who have screened the film already?
Oh, my God. It was a sold-out crowd, 450 seats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we were really excited about that, but the response has been amazing. The audience was fully engaged from beginning to end of the film, and that's the best feeling in the world for a filmmaker, for the audience to connect to the film and to react and respond in such a way. Some of the responses that we've gotten, we had a film critic, Cam Williams, called the film a thought-provoking cinematic treat. So coming from a film critic that reviews hundreds of movies a year, you know, we were really thankful to get that rating. He gave us 4 out of 5 stars on the film. And if you know anything about independent film or even studio film, that's not an easy feat. So we have been, we've received an overwhelming response and so happy and thankful for all the support that's coming our way.
So make sure you please come out and support on Saturday, May 28th at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta, the brand new movie Before I Do, speaking with writer-director Kimberly Connor. Now, before I let you go, just let everyone know how they can stay in contact with you, social media, all of that.
Definitely. We are out there. We have a presence on Twitter. We're Before I Do Movie. On Instagram, we're Before I Do The Movie. We have a Facebook fan page with over 1,800 fans. That's Before I Do The Movie. And people can hit me up. My website is www.predestinedartsandentertainment.com. But they could also go to the website I mentioned for designated for the film, beforeidomovie.weebly.com. They can reach me there. I do respond to all of the messages that I get. I respond to that because to me that's very important to show your supporters just what they mean to you. So definitely hit me up out there. I appreciate that.
All right, and I appreciate you calling in and checking in with me today, and I am looking forward to seeing the movie on May 28th.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having us on. I appreciate it.